Richard Grant and the Library Card, Scene 1, The Deep South.
Richard used to always say he was glad he was born in 1908 instead of 1808.
But even though slavery was gone, life in the Deep South was still tough for colored folks.
That's right. If you were black like Richard, you couldn't vote, you couldn't go to a good school.
You couldn't even get a library card.
It's no wonder Richard was still dreaming of being free.
What's that you're thinking about, Grandpa?
I was just thinking how when I was your age, I was running away from my master.
Didn't he come after you?
Sure he did, but by then I was fighting the war so that all slaves could be free. I may have just been a boy, but I fought as hard as any man. I fought in the rain and the mud.
Weren't you scared?
Yes, I was, but I was fighting for freedom.
What's it like to be free?
What are you talking about, son? You're already free.
Somehow I don't feel like it, Grandpa. We're so poor and we move all the time looking for work. What's the freedom in that?
Well, I'll tell you a little secret, Richard. Books are the road to the promised land.
Scene 2, a few years later.
What's wrong, Richard? Why so glum?
I've been to the library, but they won't let me in.
Of course not. The library is shut up against black folk. Why do you want to go there anyway?
I want to read, Roxy. Books are the road to the promised land.
You know how to read? How'd you learn how to read?
My mama taught me some. I taught myself some, too.
Richard spotted an old newspaper in a trash can.
A newspaper? Let me read some of it to you.
Roxy and Maggie were impressed to hear Richard read every word. They looked around for other things to read.
Richard, here's an old torn-up book.
Look, there's part of the funny papers in the gutter. Read it, Richard.
But Roxy and Maggie didn't understand how reading would get him to the promised land.
Scene 3, moving to Memphis, Tennessee. When Richard was 17, he got on a bus bound for the big city.
Where are you headed, Richard?
Memphis. I'm gonna get me a job.
Well, you be careful now.
Goodbye, Richard, and good luck.
Unfortunately, Richard wasn't the only one looking for work.
There were many young black men searching the streets of Memphis.
Excuse me, ma'am. Might you have a job for somebody like me?
Sorry, just hired a boy yesterday. Times are hard around here.
But Richard did not give up.
When he asked for a job in an eye doctor's clinic, his luck finally improved.
You'll report every morning promptly at 8 a.m. You'll sweep floors, run errands, and do other simple chores.
You must be careful when you polish the eyeglasses.
You mustn't speak unless spoken to.
And you must begin every sentence with the word sir.
Sir, yes, sir.
Welcome to the firm, Richard.
Scene 4, the doctor's office.
Richard, take my library card to the library and check out these books for me.
Sir, I don't believe black boys are permitted in the library, sir.
Take this note with you. It explains everything. Just bring it to the front desk and they'll take care of it.
Sir, yes, sir. I will, sir.
Richard went to the library, remembering what his grandfather had told him.
The shelves were lined with thousands upon thousands of books.
Richard longed to read them, but black boys weren't allowed to have library cards.
Richard checked out the books for Mr. Falk and went back to the office.
Sir, here are the books in your card.
Thank you.
Richard stood at Mr. Falk's desk feeling uneasy.
What is it, Richard?
Sir, I need your help.
Mr. Falk looked at Richard suspiciously. He glanced around to make sure the other men weren't listening.
Are you in some kind of trouble?
What Richard was about to say was very risky. He could have been fired for it.
Sir, I want to read books, but I can't get a library card.
He hoped Mr. Falk wouldn't laugh in his face.
What do you want to read? Poetry? Novels? History?
Richard's mind raced. He felt confused.
Sir, everything, sir.
Mr. Falk held out his worn library card.
How will you use the card?
Sir, I'll write a note, sir. Like the one you wrote when I got the book for you.
All right, but don't tell anyone. I don't want to get into any trouble.
Sir, no, sir. I'll be careful.
Scene 5, the public library.
After work, Richard walked through the crowded streets to the library. He felt as if he were already on his way to the promised land.
But when he walked into the library, that old feeling returned. He felt afraid. Then he remembered his grandpa fighting for freedom.
Yes, what do you want?
Everyone seemed surprised to see a black boy in the library.
Richard handed the librarian the note he had written.
Why can't the focus on books?
Richard kept his head down. His knees trembled.
Ma'am, he's very busy, ma'am.
All right, but you tell Mr. Falk I'd rather see him in person next time.
Richard roamed the stacks, unable to believe there was so much to read. In his hands, the books felt like freedom.
When he again approached the librarian's desk, he felt the eyes of white people on him.
I'm sure these books aren't for you.
Richard thought he'd been caught, that he'd never get to read the books he'd dreamed about.
But he told the woman what she wanted to hear about black boys, what she believed was true.
Why no, ma'am. These books aren't for me. Heck, I can't even read.
Of course you can't.
As she laughed, the librarian stamped the books.
Richard heard others laughing as he walked out the door. But it didn't matter. At last, he had the books.
Scene 6, back at the office.
Richard read until the sun came up. He read the words of Dickens, Tolstoy, and even Shakespeare.
He knew he'd never be the same again.
That morning, he secretly carried the books to work with him.
Whenever the office was empty, Richard read them.
What did you get, Richard?
Sir, these, sir.
Mr. Fox seemed surprised at first, but then he smiled.
Those are powerful books, Richard. They'll stay with you for the rest of your life.
Mr. Falk glanced around.
But for now, you should keep them to yourself. There are those who'd be angry to see a young black man with books like these.
Scene 7, heading north.
Richard tried to keep the books a secret, but there came a time when he didn't care who saw him reading.
What's a colored boy doing with books like that? Your head can't hold all those words.
Even if you could, where would it get you?
But Richard knew better.
And so did Mr. Fox. Even now and then, he smiled at Richard from across the room.
When the day came for Richard to leave, he stopped by Mr. Falk's desk.
Thank you, Mr. Falk. Thank you for the library card. Thank you for everything.
Mr. Falk didn't say a word, but he shook Richard's hand in front of everyone.
That day, Richard boarded a northbound train for Chicago.
A place where a black man could get a good job. A place where a black man could get a library card of his own.
Richard remembered the words of all the books he had read and knew his grandfather had been right. Every page had been a ticket to freedom, to the place where he'd always be free.
The Promised Land.
Epilogue.
The incredible books that Richard read inspired him to become a writer.
He moved to Chicago and began working on some short stories. His novel, Native Son, became an international bestseller.
This play is based on scenes from Richard Wright's autobiography, Black Boy.